From the Woodshed, a casual conversation with Chase Morrill and Ryan Eldridge of Kennebec Cabin Company, the team that inspired the hit show Maine Cabin Masters. From the Woodshed is brought to you by Nelma, see the stamp, trust the quality. By Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. By Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years. And by Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers. Now, from the Woodshed Studios in Manchester, Maine, it's Chase and Ryan.
From the Woodshed, I'm Chase Morrill. With me today, Ashley Morrill and Maggie Morrill.
Hi.
Hi.
Our guest today is Catherine Emery, the home improvement and lifestyle expert. She'll be joining us a little later on. You can find us at KennebecCabinCompany.com, MaineCabinMasters.com, Facebook, Instagram, Kennebec Cabin YouTube channel, shop online store at shop.kennebeccabincompany.com. And we always want to thank our sponsors, Nelma, Northeast Lumber Manufacturing Association, Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers, Hammond Lumber Company, the official building materials supplier of Kennebec Cabin Company, and Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years.
Well, there.
Yeah. And so Ashley is filling in for Ryan today, so thanks for being here.
Anytime. I'm excited for our guest today.
Yeah.
You guys interviewed her before, right?
Yep. She was on season two, so we'll see if any
new stuff comes up.
Yeah. She's always right on top of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's new? What's new? What do you guys want? What do we? Is the shoot the shit section? Can we say shit?
If you keep saying. Yeah. So Ashley, Ryan, and I were out in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Weren't we ever? For how many hours? Four.
23.
23 hours.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a little bit longer, but our flights got interrupted, so I left my house at 3 a.m. Boarded a flight, drove to Portland, boarded a flight, got out there, did the Mount Pleasant home show, and I got home at 2 a.m. that same day.
And then we slept for many hours to catch up. Yeah, but it was a great trip.
It was a really great show. It was fun to be out in Michigan.
Yeah. I didn't really see much of it because I was in the back seat sleeping on the way. But when I was there, I met some really great Michigan people.
Yes. They're all very nice.
What do you call Michigan people? Michiganians. Is it?
I don't know. We flew into Detroit. We tried to take a little detour to see Lake Huron.
Luckily,
Ashley looked into our flights home, and those were screwed up. So we
drove straight to the airport.
abandoned our sightseeing and went back to the airport.
I did, however, Google foods that you need to try when you're in Michigan. And if any of you guys out there have any recommendations, I mean, I think the only thing they told us was Coney Island hot dogs. I mean, by they, I mean Google.
Yes.
Coney Island hot dogs and some sort of cherries. But we were looking for, like, the thing that Michigan's known for food-wise, in case we were stuck for the night. So, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, so we were in Mount Pleasant. It's about 2 hours north of Detroit.
Yep.
But really great community. Had a really good time, and thanks for having us out there.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. And back home, Maggie's on to horseback riding season.
Yeah.
Ski season done?
Yep.
Completely?
Completely.
How'd you do?
We did okay.
Yeah. You excited for horseback season?
Excited and nervous.
Why nervous?
Stressful.
How many years in are you?
This is my third year, Sean.
Yeah, you got this.
Is Penny Lane... How was Penny Lane's winter? Did she put on a little winter weight?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
And so now she's got to work it off?
Yeah.
Wait, you ride Penny Lane at the shows?
I don't ride Penny Lane. Penny Lane.
Eva rides Penny Lane?
Not at the shows.
Oh.
Penny doesn't like me.
Oh. So. Who could not like you?
Penny Lane. And something else exciting, we just learned yesterday that Nori and I are going to be part of the Augusta Downtown Alliance sturgeon artwork.
That's exciting.
It is exciting.
What does that entail?
So they had 25 fiberglass sturgeons made, and their different artists are going to decorate them and then put them out on display for 2 years around Augusta.
Are they flat or 3D?
3D. They're,
what?
I think 4 feet long, 4 feet wide.
You're doing it with her?
Yeah.
You guys have any ideas?
No.
Oh my gosh, this is cool.
So it's gonna be fun.
When do they have to be done?
I don't know. When's the grand opening?
Tell me everything.
We just found out yesterday that we are accepted, so we got to find out when to pick it up. And
he built Noria's studio.
I built Noria's studio upstairs of the barn.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Did you check it out?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nice?
Yeah. It's very nice.
I'm gonna go check it out.
Yeah.
That's so fun. I don't even know what you would paint this sturgeon. Like, probably not lifelike, right?
No. It's just got to be something. You know, you've seen them all. Yeah, different places. I think Belfast did...
Pumpkins?
No. Lighthouses? I don't know. They've done them all over the country, different ones. So.
Okay, cool. Well,
Maine is doing the sturgeon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are scary, though, when they jump out of the Kennebec or whatever river.
Yeah. And Maine is getting... Augusta is getting the half Ironman this summer.
Oh, yeah. Erica is training for it.
Erica's doing it?
Yeah.
Mackenzie's doing it.
Oh, Mackenzie is?
Yeah.
Some of our regulars at the Witch Shed are sponsoring Erica.
Cool.
I know.
So, they'll be swimming in the Kennebec and then...
With those sturgeon. No, thank you. They're the size of Erica and Mackenzie.
They really are.
Maybe even bigger.
Just grab onto the tail one.
Yeah, right? Erica, I have some hints for you.
But yeah, so as far as cabins go, things are going well. We're back. We're filming this week. We're about halfway through a couple of cabins.
Yeah, it's quicker than usual because we did a few winter cabins.
Yep.
So normally we'd just be starting, and right now we're just about to finish up a few of them. So.
Yeah, and then in April we'll have a long slog, but...
Oh, so long.
I think
we'll... But we'll be going to France and London.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How many weeks?
3 weeks.
So when you guys know, but when I was around Maggie's age, my mother and my aunts and my grandmother and I all took a trip to Paris. And so these girls wanted to go, and so my mom invited us. Yeah. And this is what, your Christmas present?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like birthday combined.
Yeah. So hopefully you've been thinking of cool things to do.
Yeah.
3 days in Paris.
Yeah. Any suggestions for people Maggie's age, let us know.
3 days in England.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. I'm looking forward to it. Mimi's been over trying to figure out what you guys want to do, and I'm like, why don't we just ask you guys?
Check out the club scene. Just kidding.
Let's move on.
Okay. What's next?
All right, so we will take a short break. Enjoy
my line.
Oh my God.
We are going to take a short break. Please enjoy this video about a real estate. I got to start over. We're going to take a short break. Enjoy this video about real estate partner, Lake Point Real Estate.
And we'll be back with our guest, Catherine Emery.
For generations, the Belgrade Lakes region has lured vacationers and residents with its natural beauty, supportive community, and adventurous can-do spirit. At Lake Point Real Estate, we're proud to call this area home, and we're dedicated to serving our neighbors with a trustworthy professionalism. Buying or selling a home can be daunting, but our experience and steady approach can make that road a little easier. We've been serving Belgrade Lakes in Central Maine since 2006. It's our place. Lake Point brokers serve on nonprofit boards, conservation groups, and local government. We know the back roads, the lakes, and the hot spots. And that kind of intimate knowledge can make a big difference in a real estate transaction. Lake Point Real Estate takes a targeted marketing approach that's property-specific, effectively bringing buyers and sellers together. As an independent broker, we're free to utilize the marketing channels that fit your needs, from social media and our e-newsletter to regional print magazines and even word of mouth at Day's Store and the Belgrade Lakes Golf Club. We know how properties fit in the marketplace, and we get them in front of the right potential buyers. At Lake Point Real Estate, we know we're not just moving properties. We're building communities, welcoming new neighbors, and saying goodbye to old friends. Whether you're a buyer or a seller, the professionals at Lake Point Real Estate have the experience and passion to guide you through the process and get you home. Visit us today at BelgradeLakePoint.com.
If you want to find out more information about our partnership with Lake Point Real Estate or contact them directly, visit our website at www.KennebecCabinCompany.com.
And we are back with our guest, Catherine Emery. Catherine, thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Catherine.
I'm so happy. Hey, spring is here. Let's talk about some cool home stuff. Love being back with you guys.
Yeah, let's start out with water, coffee, or beer. I know it's virtual still, but
I am going to.
What would you have if you were with us? Oh.
I have my hint water, because you know why? You can put vodka and tequila in here and you can't even tell.
That is a great hint, Catherine.
Cheers to that.
Did I just cheat on that one or what?
So we got to start out by asking, where the heck are you? I see palm trees, a swimming pool, greenery, sunlight. I mean,
it does not.
Well, I am in my marriage counseling headquarters, because whenever my husband needs his personal space, that jacuzzi, that's his part of the house. He owns that part. Like, I'm not allowed in there. No, I'm in my backyard. So I live in Aliso Viejo, so basically Southern California. Oh, wow. And it's funny because all my 17 years that I worked in-house at Home Depot, you know, they're based in Atlanta, and they would say, "When are you coming back to Atlanta?" And I was like, "Well, we pretty much get this weather year round.
Yeah.
I'm 5 miles from the beach. I'll just float in middle management. I'm good. I'll just hang out in California." Yeah, I love it. It's a great place to be.
Well, it looks like it is. It's the exact opposite weather here today.
Oh, I know.
But spring is coming. We're almost officially in mud season, I'd say.
Oh, we're in mud season.
Yeah.
Everything's brown. We got a little bit of snow this morning. Now it's raining. But good weather is coming. So cheers to that.
That means that it's getting ready for everything to spring. Spring will sprung. I guess that's improper English, but you get where I'm going. When spring comes, it's going to be beautiful. You're getting everything prepared, right? That's
yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
There's a plane dash somewhere.
So how is spring? I mean, yeah. How's spring out in California for you?
Well, Chase, are we going to introduce to people that may or may not know who she is first?
Sure.
Look at me. I'm filling in.
I love that.
Jen, we have those. I'm a filling in the host, and I already got this down.
Ashley's earning her paycheck today, for sure.
Yeah. So Catherine was a guest on our show, season 2, but you can find she's a home improvement lifestyle expert. You may have seen her on Good Morning America, Inside Edition, USA Today, or Consumer Reports, and many, many more.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I just love talking about home products, and people listen, so I'll take it, right? Thank you for that intro.
Yeah. So what's new in the world of home?
People are picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's spring, as we know. So, I mean, it's so fun. It's so fun because, I mean, not fun. This, I guess I should change up. But, like, you know, with everybody being locked at home for the past 2 years,
yeah.
It really has been a time where people looked around and said, "Uh-oh, I'm stuck here. I might as well improve it." So, you know, people really have been more attentive to their home now more than ever. So it's funny because in 2022, that kind of keeps going, right? I mean, we all created that outdoor living space, right? We had it. I mean, it's always been hot to create,
yeah.
You know, you want the cabana boy experience in your own backyard, right? With
yes.
The beautiful furniture you can sit on, kind of extending that outdoor living space. But I mean, 2022, that will continue because, you know, we're able to get back into the world. But I don't know about you guys, but now that I'm getting back into the world, I kind of want to retreat and go back into my backyard
Absolutely.
Too. And just be like, I'm all good.
And
I'm all good socializing.
So
like,
many people out there
right,
that are feeling
Ashley?
That way. You realize how comfortable your house is and how much you really do appreciate just kind of chilling and relaxing and not being on the go, go, go and getting home late. And.
And you had 2 years, like you said, to make it
your
set
space,
it up exactly
yeah.
how you want it,
exactly.
And then to have to go back out there into, you know, not your perfect safe haven.
Right? I mean, and you're so spot on, and that was it. You know, people created what I call mixed living spaces. So, you know, what used to just be your kitchen table was now your family meeting spot, your office, you know. Sometimes what, you know, Zoom calls or you're taking from all over your house. So really creating those multi-use spaces inside, I think still continues to trend, but outside, I mean, people, you know, we got the comfy furniture. We got the great, you know, solar lighting going on outside. We've got the pavers down. What's next? So I really love it too, because when COVID hit, there was a focus going towards sustainability at home and little things that you can do at home to make a difference, you know, change out those LED light bulbs, turn your thermostat, you know, up and down, make it a smart thermostat. But then, you know, cleaning, even natural cleaning ways. But then, you know, COVID hit and everybody was like, oh my God, no, get me the bleach. Like, I'm killing everything and I don't care.
Yes.
If it's all the organisms on the planet, like it's going down, right?
Yes.
But now it's like, it's kind of come back where sustainability, we're starting to pay attention to our planet again, which is a huge trend as well. So you kind of see these merging outside. And I was just talking to one of your producers before I came on, but I'm going to send you guys some pictures. But like, I found these sail shades, this company called Coolaroo, and they make these really cool, you can like, they're temporary. So if like you're going to a sporting event or like, say you're just having a party in your backyard, you can just tie it to a tree, tie it to another freestanding structure, and it creates instant shade. And you're now you're extending the time outside that you get to spend outside. You're creating shade outside. And if it actually hits your house, you don't think about it, but you're bringing the temperature down inside and you're causing your HVAC unit to work less. So little things like that, where you really are enhancing your space, but then there's a benefit to it too. Cause I don't know about you guys. I mean, are you, I'm sure you guys do the whole, you know, H changing. Do you change your HVAC filter? You know, your heating and cooling in your HVAC unit. Do you guys change those quarterly? Are you guilty?
I just found out about that, and ours was so filthy.
Quarterly, probably not.
Probably not.
We do, you know.
Please give it to me. I like to bring really dirty ones on TV.
Okay. Ours isn't that dirty. But when we did it, we did the new build at our house, and Ryan and I didn't really know about it. And the guy that installed it came over, and he went and looked at it. He's like, what in the world, you guys? And we were like, oh, okay. So it got on our radar. But yeah, there's some dirty ones out
there.
Isn't
it crazy though? But like little things like that, right? Like changing that out. And I mean, it's so easy to do. Anybody can do it. You guys are going to laugh. When I did film Inside Edition last year, I went to New York to the anchor's house and I wanted to show this tip. So I pulled out the dirtiest air filter I could find in a clean air filter and it wouldn't fit in my suitcase. So I put it in a carry-on bag and it was like sticking out the top, and all the plumbers and people who knew what it was were like, why are you carrying a dirty HVAC filter? Other people were just like, get her away from me. Like what mold and spores are on that thing? Right. Like, but it was, you know, you got to just show it, but it's so easy. Like little things, like it's spring. So like, think about that, you know, people think spring cleaning, right? And they go, oh, I'm going to wipe down my countertops. I'm going to wipe down things like that. Like, think about the air you breathe. Change out those HVAC filters. You know, think about, when's the last time, have you guys ever cleaned your washing machine? Ever?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We do.
You'll think about it.
Every time you run it, it's cleaning.
No, Chase. No, no, no.
Well,
we have washing machine detergent. I know. I learn
sometimes,
a lot moving in with
though,
Ryan and Chase.
Right, you do, right? That's it. You got it. It's just little things you can clean, like clean the filter, you know, not only the filter for your dryer, but the little hose thing that goes in. You can, and guess what? You can use, I know you guys have your power tools that you love. You could use your leaf blower. Stick it in there and just blow it, and it'll blow all the... I love doing that. Google it. You'll see me on The Doctors. I did this segment and it was like, look at the disgusting stuff that comes. America is so fascinating because first we want to be like totally grossed out. And then we're like, okay, I'll buy it. That's awesome. Like pressure washers. I don't know if I could say this on the air, but one time a Wall Street Journal reporter called me and said, I'm doing an article on pressure washer porn. And I was like, is this thing on? Pardon me. And she said, I knew I could say that to you, but it's the before and after. Like,
oh,
you know, you
yes.
have all
oh,
that
yeah,
shit
yeah.
and all the weather that you guys are going through right now. And then you bust out that pressure washer and it's like the satisfaction that it's all done. And now a lot of those pressure washers, I mean, the PSI on them, the different nozzles, you don't need to hire somebody. Just go buy one and then you can clean your windows with it. Although the window cleaners go nuts when I say that, but I do it. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I might be breaking the seal. I'm giving somebody else a job eventually down the road. So it's all good.
But again, it's all battery powered too. I mean, they've got great, you know, small size power washers that are all run on cordless batteries and they, you know, they do the trick where needed. It's great.
I know. Do you guys have the battery powered stuff? Have you joined the lithium ion revolution yet?
Yes. Ryan has a cordless power washer and it surprised me how well it does work. So
I'm surprised by a lot of your tools.
The way they make right? The way they make those batteries nowadays, you know, you get the old school, you get the old school people. Sorry, I lost you for a sec. Yep. You get the old school people, and they say, nah, I like the gas. I like the corded. I want the power. But now you're getting 56 volt, 64 volt. I mean, it charges. It lasts 45 minutes. Like, I see people with cords and gas, and I go, "Aw, poor kitten. They don't know yet." Yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna give one to everyone in my neighborhood, so I don't have to listen to them either. The gas numbers are so loud.
There's towns across the country now that are banning gas-powered leaf blowers because it is. It's just that background noise, and the battery works just as well. So keep it quiet.
I know, right? I'm in California. Everything's banned. You know, you're not allowed to do anything out here. In fact, in California, you are not allowed to throw food waste into your trash can anymore. You have to put it into a special compost bin, which,
they come and pick up?
You know what? You got to put it in this. I know this is James. This is my watch keeper. Sorry. He just meows, comes and checks in. So
oh my gosh,
he has to say hi. He's loving this rule because we got to put the food in the, so you're not, thank you. Thank you. You're not supposed to throw it away. They give you a special bin, but I mean, hello, animals, rodents, yeah. But there are some really cool companies now. Right. And I'm too lazy. I'm not going to walk all the way outside and put it in the bin outside.
Where's the bin? So there's some Is it like a neighborhood bin?
Yeah. It's like a big trash bin that you would just put in your backyard. Are you guys doing it?
No.
Chase has. No, but we have local composting facilities like at our transfer stations and stuff where you can bring it. And there are some towns that are starting collection, but it's not mandated or anything like that yet. And it wouldn't be bad.
I mean, essentially it's smart, right? No,
oh, 100%.
Yeah, smart, 100%. But I can't see everybody getting on board.
I
hate throwing away food, though. Don't you guys feel guilty? Like, I throw away something, I'm just like, oh, first of all, I didn't eat it. Oh, I hate that.
Absolutely.
But then it's like, now it's going in the landfill and it's going to stink. So I went to Consumer Electronics Show, and there's some really, really cool tabletop ones that you could put, you know, the yay big, and you just treat it like an appliance on your counter. And you put it in there, and it's like seal tight, and it grinds it. And then you can, I think you put some coffee grinds in there, and then you put it in your yard, which I was like, that's genius.
And then make your grass nice.
But I just love that.
I think I saw a commercial. Right? I think I saw a commercial about that where something where you buy the dirt. It's a special dirt that composts stuff quicker. So maybe that's what it's for, where it's places like that where it just, you know, keeps it all in house. You can compost it quickly and then go on from there.
And you can do it all yourself, like you said. I mean, you really can do it all yourself. Like, so I was joking about my pool, but I work with Clorox Pool and Spa every year because they have a DIY pool care system where you dip in the tester's dip, you scan it to your phone. It says you need chlorine, you need this, you need that. You click it, buy it in the app. It shows up at your door. And then you just put it in the pool. So I'm like, husband, you're going to get in the pool, like, you're the master of your own domain. If you're going to be in it, you got to clean it. So, but I mean, the little things that you can do yourself, you know, you can do your yard work now with these batteries. You can do that. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot today. I feel like I'm way behind the times up here in Maine.
That's why I'm a guest.
My pool, you know, we got to go out and do everything ourselves. Take the measurements. Yeah.
Maybe we need to talk quarterly, like the HVAC changing. Maybe we should talk once a quarter.
I'm thinking that we might be onto something.
So a gross story on our side, kind of off topic.
Well, great.
A couple days ago, our front door doesn't latch well and it blew open. Oh. And we've got chickens.
Why are you telling all these people this?
And nobody was home, and the door blew open, and all the chickens went into the house, and then the door blew shut.
Oh, I love this.
So two of my children got home, and all our chickens were in the house probably for at least 2 hours. And I mean, they had made it all through the house, pooped everywhere.
How come I haven't heard this?
Wow. I don't know if they make a cleaning product strong enough to deal with this.
Oh my God. You know what? You need robot Roomba vacuum right there.
It's true.
We'll do the work for you. I'm all about lazy cleaning. I'm the laziest cleaner you'll ever met. I'm like, robot that does it for me. Yes, done. You know, the light bulb. There's actually Sylvania just came out with a light bulb called Light Shield. you turn it on and odors and germs come in contact with that light that's on, and it kills the odors and the germs. I'm like, okay, we're putting all those in my bathroom. We're putting all those in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
What is next?
That is so amazing. Your chickens, how many chickens do you have, by the way?
10 of them.
I want to see B-roll of that footage. You need an indoor security camera so the viewers could have been there with you.
My son said he opened the door and he was just shocked. There was a chicken just standing in the doorway, just staring back at him. They're like, no, this is our house now.
That is amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing.
I really kind of want I want one of the chickens to walk up like my cat just did. Really
I know, right? That'd be awesome.
And to give the kids credit, they cleaned up all the mess.
Really?
Yep, before we even got home, which...
Not me.
I love that, though. You got to teach them. That's why you have children, because they're built-in housekeepers.
Yes, that's
not her.
My boy's nine. He asked me the other day, hey, Mama, can I get some milk? I was like, I don't know, can you? In the fridge. Go ahead.
I remember when that started when I was a kid.
Yep. So...
I know, you go, oh, man.
It's, like you were saying, everything seems to be headed to Wi-Fi now, and you know, with security cameras, all that stuff. Do you know much about outdoor Wi-Fi and setting it up? Not like, I don't mean like IT, but like, are there products out there now for, you know, because you're outside, you need your Wi-Fi. Are there products?
You do, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing. Plug me back in. I hate Wi-Fi. I mean, I'm sure we all feel the same, right? We're like, it's like, I want to be, remember when we got like the phone, like wireless, cordless, I was like, woo. Now I'm like, all right, unless it's going to work 100%, plug me back in. But really what people need is Wi-Fi routers and like the motors, you know what? The routers. So TP-Link has a really awesome one that I saw at a Consumer Electronics Show. It looks like a spaceship that would land on in like Star Wars. So it's like black. It looks like the Death Star, right? And then and the actual antennas will move based on where it senses that there's a pull for a need for Wi-Fi in your house, and will actually point the Wi-Fi in that direction. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But I mean, in all seriousness, You do need to just extend that Wi-Fi from that initial modem, because, you know, like your Ring doorbell, like your Arlo cameras, you know, all that stuff outside, you know, you want your Bose speakers kicking. You need the Wi-Fi outside. And the only way to get it is to get, you know, to get a Wi-Fi extender. And there are some great ones on the market there. TP-Link is really good. I mean, I tried the Google where I put the little hockey pucks all over my house.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's really just having one system, whatever you like, and then putting one strategically right next to the door. I know that sounds archaic, because then it still has to get through that wall and whatnot. But I haven't really seen any waterproof versions, and I don't really recommend that. But I mean, you know, my husband has, you can't see that's to the left of me, he has actually a TV that he does use Wi-Fi. That's probably why he spends hours. NCAA March Madness. He was like California Raisin Prune by the end of that thing. I was like, dude, the sun's going down. Get in here. But yeah, I mean, it is. People need it more than ever at home for all that enjoyment. But yeah, that I think that's the best solution that I've seen so far. But there are some great options out there. You know, and as having what people don't realize too is not only output but input. Like, you know, you download and upload, because if you want to stream stuff, you want the upload, right? I'm sorry, the download. But if you want stuff going out, like stuff that we're doing, or like all those Zoom calls, people probably wondered what the heck's going on. Their download is so great, but their upload. So something to keep in mind, those are both working together. And then you don't think about it, but think about all the stuff connected to your system.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having trouble. I know it's like the tech control people you call and you're like, can I do? And they're like, turn it off and turn it back on. And you just want to like bang your head against the phone when they say that, right? But it's true. Like, if you're not getting that Wi-Fi connectivity, turn off some things, you know. But I think that's the best solution right now. But plug me back in, man. I want to go back plugged in. I want the bulletproof version, right?
Yes.
The good old days with cords.
The good old days.
Now, how about...
Especially with smart home.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are. There's so many different... And I just went through the whole
process. So much stuff.
It's so frustrating, but I haven't found any good outdoor one either, so I was just seeing.
Picking your brain.
Yep.
I know one day, I'm sure it's out there. I just haven't. That one, though, that I saw at CES, I was like, wow, it was impressive. Yeah. So.
Cool. And so what about, like, outdoor fire pits? Are there, I mean, I know, like you said, everybody's spending more time outside. In Maine, everybody yeah. has the wood fire pits. I've started to see, like tabletop little fire pits, different options like that. Do you know of what, like, what?
There are so many cool. Yeah, there are. It's so funny. I just found this company called Halo Torch. And it is so cool because, you know, like you said, like the fire pits. I mean, if you want to do it right, you know, you want to get the gas line in and really install it. And it's funny, at National Hardware Show, which, by the way, we need to get you guys out to National Hardware Show, because I always am like a kid in a candy store at that show. And you would love it. You run around and you see so many cool things, and you're like interacting, like Traeger's cooking in the backyard. But I found this next product called Ukiya. Have you guys heard of this product?
No.
So, no? Okay, so it's like a fire pit like you guys are talking about, like beautiful fire pits, big, small. And it's most of them are gas, so you have to get them installed. But the flame, and then it's got a Bluetooth in there and a speaker, and the flame dances to the music.
Oh, wow.
So, like, you're
are
listening
you kidding
to,
me?
Like, you know. Isn't that amazing?
I thought you were going to tell me that the flame. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say that the flame could take the temperature of the meat and tell you exactly when it was done, but that's just as cool.
Well, they can do that. Traeger Grill, you could just you could put your probe right in the meat, and then they send an alert to your phone.
See?
They're making me lazy, God. Too, girl. They're totally making
there
me lazy.
There is something for everything.
Like, Traeger makes me. Yes, right? Don't
oh,
they?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, my husband keeps wanting to, like, open the lid and look at the food, and I'm like, don't mess with it. It's a convection oven. It's 360-degree cooking. There's the probe in there. It will. Traeger and I have a personal relationship. This is an A and B relationship. See your way out of the food. Don't touch it. It's, like, old school, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you're right. These fire features, so the flames dance to
it's,
the fire.
It's like
the music. I was trying to get the...
It's like the fire version of the Bellagio, like, water thing.
It is. It totally is. And it's in your very own backyard. I was trying to get the owner to, like, rock out with me. And he's like, yeah, crazy lady. Like, I'm not going to. I'm like banging. I'm like, don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. Like, wow, you're special.
What was the name of the company? Like I want to look it up.
Ukiya.
Okay.
Ukiah. And okay. It's just amazing. And then, but there's like the little tabletop ones. So there's this company called Halo Torch. And they somehow made it so it's these little glass panels and with some air coming through. So it creates its own vortex. So it literally, you feel like you're in Hawaii and this flame. Are we seeing a theme here? I like dancing flames. I don't know. Maybe I need some flamethrowers behind me right now. But the flame dances and it's like a little tabletop version or like tiki torches. But yeah, I mean, flame features, to your point, or fire features, again, goes back to that outdoor living trend. Like, look, we're going to chillax out here all day. Why do I have to go inside when the sun goes down? Yeah. I got my fire feature going. I got my solar lights kicking. I mean, I got my music. Now I got my music in my fire pit. And now my dancing flames are really working. Get to work,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Your phone's going
to
tell you when dinner's done.
And Traeger and I are talking. I mean, where's the robot butler?
I'm like, just going to say, now you just need a robot to serve you.
I need to put a little tie on my robot vacuum and put like a wine tray on it. We're good to go. Roomba, are you listening? Yeah. Shark, are you listening?
I'm pretty sure Roomba
and
Shark
are. You guys.
All right. So Maggie has a few questions from some fans.
I do.
Awesome.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Maggie.
Okay. First question is from Anna McFarland. I've seen green everywhere all of a sudden. Is it a big color for spring and summer?
I love that. That's a great question. Hello.
I got the memo, clearly, right?
You know what? It's funny. The color trends for home products are usually like 2 to 3 years behind whatever you see in the fashion industry. So I'm trying to think back, but I've seen it as well, especially in like the color, the finishes that that outdoor patio furniture companies are putting on there. You know, you used to see a lot of like what I've got right here, right? But they are coming out with a lot of those like kind of brighter pastel colors, the greens, the blues, the yellows. And probably one of the reasons is because it is kind of keeping up with the fashion trends that were in like fashion, but also because of that outdoor living trend, people are taking what they see inside, like their color palette inside, which, as you know, are a lot more colors and kind of pops of colors inside. And then they're bringing it out. So, you know, you'll see like, oh, you can't see it, but I have like a rug down here that's got like some blue in it because I have a blue rug inside. And so it kind of like seamlessly transitions. So yes, you're spot on, Maggie. It is. It's, I'm sorry. It was the reader was, or the viewer was.
Who's the viewer?
Amy, I think.
Anna,
I'm sorry, Anna. So yeah, Anna, you are spot on. So that's why you'll see that. And you can continue to see that. You're probably going to see some blues out there as well. And some yellows kind of in that RG blue kind of color spectrum. But get it, girl. I mean, hey, here's the thing with outdoor living. You know, it's your palette. There is no like trend or right thing to do. That's why sometimes you see like the throw pillows on outdoor patio furniture just so outlandish, because you can get away with it back there because you don't have to look at it every day. So that's where you can really have some fun. So if you like that green, buy green, go crazy. But as long as it kind of like, you know, matches for the most part, you know, we don't want to see like, you know, although everything matches green, right? What doesn't match green?
That's right.
Maggie?
More green.
More green. Everyone's getting green for Christmas.
And go green. Go green, save green too.
That's right.
Hence our sustainability stuff.
All right. Next question. This one is from Lisa from Australia. Are there any trends you're seeing that you don't want to follow?
Oh God, that is a great question, Lisa. I mean, the Wi-Fi thing, like we talked about, but it's so funny. What was I talking about? Yes, definitely. There's trends that I see that I do not like. I'm trying to think in home trends, because I recently saw neon come back in fashion. I was like, no, not that.
I didn't wear that
the first time. Jellies, I was like, no, I'm trying to think. But home, I mean, do you remember those?
Yes, of course
back,
I do.
Like, those weren't good the first time.
No. Oh, Maggie, you're looking you might have had some jelly shoes.
Hey, if you loved them, you loved them. Just like Crocs, but we won't even go there. So, but Lisa, I would say, you know, disposable. I'm not a fan of disposable. And I think that the world is such a fast pace. Like, you know, so I had a company approach me and they were like, oh, hey, we want you to talk about these wipes. And we've got a wipe for stainless steel and we've got a wipe for tile. And we've got a wipe for glass. And I said, but really, essentially, isn't it just the same wipe? Like, come on, let's say, and then you're throwing away all of that waste into the environment. So, I mean, if it looks like a one-hit wonder and it seems like a fad, it probably is. And there are a lot of copycats out there when it comes to technology. And one thing that I think of specifically is, did I lose you guys on sound, by the way?
No, we're here.
Okay. One thing I think about specifically is LED light bulbs. So you can get a great LED light bulb on Amazon that you go, oh my gosh, it's $5. But like, look closer. If it seems too good to be true, it is. Like, what are the lumens? What are the kelvins? What's the lifespan of it? You know, a lot of these like products, and especially in smart home, it's not so much apples to apples anymore. It really is apples to oranges. So I would say that kind of like, if it seems like it's less expensive, if it seems like it's better, I know that's not really a trend per se, but you know, everybody kind of want to hop on the trends.
Sure.
So if you do see a product that's trending, just make sure you kind of stop and pay attention and maybe spend a little bit more money. Like maybe that robot vacuum that you're going to buy, make sure like, does it go and automatically go to the base and empty the bin for you? Cause it's like, you know, maybe $100 more, $200 more. But at the end of the day, if you're really going to make an investment on these products, you might as well do it unless you want it just to be a throwaway.
Exactly.
So, and I'll think of more, but yeah, that's a great question though.
Now, are there worldwide trends in national trends? I mean, is something that's popular here might not necessarily be popular in like Canada or? even across?
I mean, that's hard to say because I think innovation is innovation when it comes to home products.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Sombrella fabric, for example, that is going to withstand, you know, mold, mildew, fading over time. That's going to go internationally. I mean, I don't know if, like, say in Europe, they're going to get it as quickly as, say, we would get it in US or Australia or even Canada. I think we tend to, like, adopt the home trends, I would say, a little bit quicker than, say, the rest of the world.
Yep.
But I mean, like, you know, we were talking about lithium ion. We were talking about LED. We're talking about data, smart home chips. I mean, fabrics, paints, no VOC paints, you know, one coat paints that, you know, remember you used to have to do paint and primer. Now there's a paint and primer in one. Mm. So I think once innovation is there, and I mean, heck, a lot of the innovations come from all over the world,
right.
You know, Australia, China, you're all over the Germany. I mean, some of the leading manufacturers in Germany and Italy, they're coming from Europe. Titanium. I mean, I work with Diablo Tools. They make their carbide in a factory in Italy. And so that, you know, if they're going to make the best metals for a blade, I think naturally it's going to get adopted. I just, at what rate, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure.
People are going to see it and want it.
Right. It's a trend. It's, if it starts out as a trend, but stays and continues and people see the quality of the product, it's going to expand.
I keep trying to get on that trip, by the way, with Diablo Tools. I don't know if you guys use Diablo Tools. They're my favorite. I like when I left Home Depot in 2018, I was like, we're working together because you're the best. And that's it. And they were like, okay, sure. Luckily, when I just knock on the door. I was wearing red that day. I'm all, let's do this. But I keep joking with the CEO, Russell. I'm like, hey, man, we need to take some press. And you guys will be on this tour with us now that we're talking about it. So you're invited and all your listeners and viewers. We need to go to Italy. We need to see how this carbide is
absolutely
made. This is the specific Diablo, like blood, sweat, tears, and love go into the making of this. There is nothing. And so ciao, buongiorno. I mean, I speak Italiano. Yeah. We go to the wine tour afterwards. So when that happens, we're going to manifest this. But yeah, it's good stuff. So
interesting. I didn't realize it was made in Italy. That's cool.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The minute I found out, I was immediately planning a press tour. So in 3 years, I'll let you know when it happens.
Perfect. Well, I think that's all the time we have and all the questions we have. So thank you again for joining us.
Send some of your nice
my
weather.
My absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And send some of that nice weather our way.
I have a margarita. Roomba's got a margarita for you. Floaty here. So.
That's right. Alexa heard and got it all made up.
Alexa, no. Extra salt, please. Okay.
All right, Catherine.
No, you guys are awesome.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Catherine.
And thanks for the time, as always.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, and we are back with Project Pointers brought to us by our friends at Benjamin Moore, the official paint and stain supplier of the Kennebec Cabin Company. And here is our video. Do we know who it's from?
Nope.
All right, here we go.
This is our beautiful log home out on Toothacre Island at the southern end of Moosilik-Maguntik Lake.
Oh, nice.
We pretty much got it for a song. And it's really amazing, but it has a couple of issues. So it's a little bit too big. Here you see a newly built deck that will eventually be our power deck and hold things like batteries and maybe gas canisters, maybe our generator, if we can figure out how to get that fixed. And so the biggest problem, you can probably see there's a little bit of sag in the logs in the back. And the main reason for that is the former porch used to be attached right to the house back here under this green tarp area. And so snow accumulated there and we got some pretty big issues with some rot. So we have about 5 or maybe 6 rows of logs here that have to be replaced out to about that point somewhere. And over here we have the logs already.
Oh, nice.
And beyond those, we're lucky that we carried all that heavy pressure-treated lumber a couple years ago before the price of wood went through the roof. And so here we need to replace these logs. We have a little sill plate issue as well. And the entire lower part, I don't know what that's called, that bows outward all the way underneath the door and out towards that front porch. We understand that the underneath part of the house looks pretty good and there's really not any rot under there. So we have two people who have different ideas about how this should be done, but neither of them are available to actually do the work. So we would like to do it ourselves. So we're looking for some help with what should we do first. Should we take out the door frame section?
All right.
Is that the end?
Okay. That was a long video. She probably got ran out of room on her phone. Oh, so
first of all, that place is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gosh. So it's off the grid.
Off the grid. Off on an island off Muslik Maguntik.
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys ever been on Toothacre?
No.
It's beautiful.
Uh-uh.
It's one of my favorite places on a lake in Maine.
Well, we'll have to check it out sometime when we're up there visiting Dixie, mm-hmm. up in that area.
Yeah, we've definitely been on Muslik, but I just remember how wild the weather gets on that lake. It's wide open.
On one end of it, there's a bunch of campsites, so you can actually go and camp out there.
Oh, yeah.
On the island, and it's really cool.
Nice. Did you just get DoorDash?
She did.
Maggie just had DoorDash delivered during the podcast.
Michelle brought it up.
Oh, sorry. We should have offered
you. We missed out when we were kids, didn't we?
Yes. So log cabins are always tricky. I think the first place to start is to make sure you can support the logs and take the weight off the spots that are rotted before you start tearing into anything. And it's tricky with log cabins because there's no real place to jack. So what you could do is you could lock a board on the side of it and bolt into, if you had a, like, picture a 2x4 or a 4x4 upright, and you put that against the side of the logs, and then you through bolt into the logs. So, you know, your logs are supported on the ground or on the floor system, right? If this is your floor deck, then you have your logs. If you try and take something out, those logs are just going to drop. So if you took a 4x4 post or something, had it hit the ground, start on the ground, you know, good footing, stand it up, then lock your top logs, you know that if you start cutting out any of the rotten logs, those top ones aren't going to move on you.
That is scary stuff.
Yeah, but you can also do the same. You probably wouldn't want to do the same thing on the inside, but you could probably put some temporary supports on the inside to hold up the second floor or something like that without having to bolt into the logs.
She did want to know if she should start with a door first.
You're going to probably have to remove the door jamb, the door frame, in order to get at the end of those logs.
End of those logs anyway. And then how do you even know which? So once you take all the logs out, then you start and just start putting them back in and hope for the right sizes?
That's the tricky part.
That is tricky.
I think on, what was the island?
Yeah, we did this.
Belle Island. There was that cedar log cabin there that we had to replace a couple bottom ones. They had a couple logs that were cut down on site. And you kind of, you just have to.
You need a lot of friends.
You need a lot of friends. You have to eyeball it and see if it's going to fit.
Yeah.
And then you just choose a spot, you know, back, you know, you don't want to cut out the rot. So I would start with, I would start by supporting the structure, cutting out that first log, and see, you know, then you're going to be able to see your sill and all that. You could even take a little weight off, you know, jack up under your joists. And
is the sill rotten?
It sounded like the sill was kicking out and there was a little bit of rot there.
Would they want to replace that too?
You could either replace it, depending on how bad the rot is, or sister onto it, or scab a piece in, or scarf a piece in, depending on, or even, you know, put another piece underneath. It all depends on how rotted the sill is, but.
But it is doable.
It is doable.
Great.
And you really don't need much, many power tools to do it, I think, depending on how fancy, a chainsaw.
So just make sure you put the support in place.
Put your supports in place. Cut out your first section of rotted log and, I mean, just kind of fill in from there. That last log is going to be tricky because you're going to have to, you know, you'll be able to stack most of them, but you're going to have to slide that last one in and get a nice sharp chisel and a sharpening stone.
Because what do you put in between the logs?
It looked like they had some nice chinking in there, so you fill
it. Horsehair?
Oakum.
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 Did it used to be horsehair?
It used to be anything.
Oh.
Oakum if you got them.
Oakum if you got them.
You could put silicone. You know, they make a chinking material. Use something that's flexible because your logs are going to expand and contract. But it's definitely doable. And, you know, just kind of like we do, go cut back the rot as far as you can and then just start reframing it in. I wish there was some techniques or some books or something, some resources, but... You kind of just
that's
have
pretty
to
pretty much it, yeah.
You kind of have to dig into it
trial
and see,
and
yeah. And then really, it's just a matter of sizing your logs. You know that your logs taper, so wherever you cut off the rot, get that measurement and try and piece it back together.
Good luck. Send us an update. Right?
It's totally. Yes. Totally.
I definitely want to hear how it goes.
Totally doable.
Totally doable. What's next?
Or if that doesn't work. You could always cut out an entire section and frame it up traditionally.
Oh.
But if you want to stick with the log style, that's what I would recommend.
Log style and the look.
Yeah. So thank you for that video. And if you've got a question for us, don't forget to submit a short video, photos, questions to podcast@maincabmasters.com. And we may select yours next week. And don't forget to include your name and your location. We knew it was Toothacre Pond, but... That's about
they
it.
They didn't say their name?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It was probably in the email.
All right. Now we're on to fan questions with Maggie.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Yep. What are you drinking, by the way?
Aroma Joe's.
Is it shiny?
No, it's not shiny today.
What's shiny mean?
They have this thing you put it in and makes it like...
Shimmer.
Shimmery.
Like iridescent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
I'm having a nice plain dash. Have you tried the plain yet?
I haven't tried the plain.
It's really good. I like that.
Does it taste plain?
It has a little bit of flavor, but a plain flavor. It's good. I like it with a little squirt of lemon.
Oh.
It's nice. I'm just telling you. You're not old enough to drink, so.
I'm just trying to. Okay.
Do your job?
Yeah.
Okay. When are you going to read my fortune, though?
I'll do that later.
Oh.
I'll do that after this, okay?
Okay.
This one is from Anthony and... Kimberly, I'm not going to try and pronounce her last name. If you could set the standard for cabins made going forward, would they all have poured concrete basements? A lot of the issues you guys have to deal with is rot. For cabins that were built on poured concrete basements, do you guys find that those are in better shape in terms of rot?
Not necessarily, right?
Not necessarily. They're in better shape in terms of levelness.
Yeah. In terms of rot, like if they have the concrete... And then there still is getting water. The water drainage is bad, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Look at you, actually.
I've learned a thing or two. A thing or two with these guys. I've seen some rot in my time.
Haven't we all?
Yeah, I think it all depends depends on the location. You know, if a camp is on posts and it's high and dry, it would you don't have to worry about rot. Even if it's on ledge and it's, you know, it's on a little bit of a hill. It's going to stay dry up there, but a foundation doesn't necessarily solve the rot issue. It just needs to be up off the ground, even on a foundation. And yeah, like I said before, it's more about jacking and leveling.
How many times have you said that?
Jacking and leveling.
Many, many, many.
Yes.
Do we have another question?
Yes.
That almost could have been a Project Pointer question.
Well, it was not. All right. This one is from Nancy Bergman. Did Chase ever make bedrooms for the girls in his house?
That question's for you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, you did. And Ryan helped build one.
Ryan built one.
And I just recently built Eva one. Yeah. Maybe that's 2 years ago. Time flies.
I hadn't seen it, so it wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
Fletcher still doesn't have walls.
I only have half a wall because I got in trouble and it got taken down.
So he built it for you. That's your fault.
It got built. I don't even remember what I did. It wasn't something bad.
Oh, enough to have your father and come up and tear the wall down.
Half of the wall got taken down.
Most parents just take the lock off.
Nope, I ripped the wall off.
It's an internal wall, yeah. So.
Can she ever get it back?
Yeah, I told her. You know, the boards are all right there. All she has to do is put them back up and nail them back
in. You've been around enough. I think that you can probably do it. Yeah.
I did do some carpentry the other day by myself. I was proud of myself.
What'd you do?
I screwed a thing to the wall.
See?
Look at you.
I know.
Where'd you find the drill and everything?
I got the one from across the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And you found the right screws for it and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty impressed.
I know. I'm pretty good.
What did you drill up, screw up?
A board to fill in the hole in my wall.
Wow. Yep.
I live in the old attic, so.
Yes.
It has no windows and has some holes.
But it's the best room in the house.
I don't. For kids. I disagree.
For the kids.
Which room is it? Same one she's always
been in? Yeah, it's just right off the kitchen.
I don't know why none of you guys don't go up to the very, very top floor.
Because that's scary.
I don't think it's scary.
Fletcher will.
There's rodents up there.
He'll get to a point.
What kind of rodents?
Chickens will take
all
care
of the types of rodents.
He'd move the chickens in.
Yeah. So Gonzo, Eva's stray cat she adopted.
Yeah.
Is starting, I think has a boyfriend.
Oh, you're going to get the boyfriend to move in too?
Why do you think so? We have all these other stray cats now hanging out.
Oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Gonzo's a rascal.
I feel like Eva has something to do with this.
I'm sure she does. All right, next question.
That's
it.
All I have time for today, folks.
All right. We're not going to get my fortune.
No,
read.
For the questions.
Oh.
All right, so while Ashley and Maggie are doing the fortune, I will talk about this new product that I think we must have just got in the store. It's Natalie Therese. It's a genuine cork, eco-friendly in vegan faux leather.
Very nice.
What are these called? Bags?
Clutches.
Genuine cork handbags.
Handbags. Can I see yours?
Yep. But so they're
these
bags.
They're very soft.
Have you checked them out, Maggie?
They're very soft. I like it.
So the straps adjust.
Yeah, adjustable straps.
Oh, that is cool.
But if you didn't know, you would think it was just a cork print. But apparently it really is cork. They've got some designs on them.
That's real cork.
Easy to clean. That's weird, huh? Sustainable.
Wow, these are awesome.
Yeah. And you can find them on our website or in our store.
Sweet. I'm going to go down and check the rest of them out. Do we have time for Maggie to read my fortune or not?
It's very quick.
Yeah, we'll do fortune instead of trivia.
Great.
I'll do a trivia question. I already have one picked out.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Ashley.
Okay.
These are some fortune-telling cards for anyone that's curious.
Okay.
Pick a card. Okay, what is it?
Do I read it?
Just tell me what it is.
It's the D of clubs.
A D?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's not the queen?
It's a D.
That does say D.
Wait, what? Let me see.
D.
There's no. Okay, we'll pretend that's the queen of clubs.
The dame.
Dark-haired, dear woman.
Is my fortune?
Is your fortune.
Oh, I'll keep that in mind and going further forward for the rest of the day. Dark-haired, dear woman? Am I going to hit a deer?
No, deer like...
Deer.
Deer. Oh, I'm going to meet a dark-haired deer woman?
Yep, you are.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Okay.
All right.
That was fun.
Answer to last week's question.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
In what book does a monster terrorize the mythical county of Manatee? Main county of Manatee.
What book?
What book does a monster terrorize the mythical main county of Manatee?
It.
Ashley, do you have a guess?
It.
Wow. Prophecy.
Oh.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
No idea.
Doesn't say who it's by?
Nope. Oh. It's just the word.
All right.
What's today's question, dear?
Congratulations to...
Dear, I mean like dear, beautiful, brown-haired woman, dear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Did anybody get it?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so, actually, because I was looking at the emails before I came in.
I've stumped them.
I don't remember.
You stumped them.
Yeah.
She stumped them.
Everybody's too
probably
distracted by the
book.
Kids.
Probably a mythical book.
All right, what's this week's question?
What caused King Philip's War to spread into Maine?
Okay.
All right.
If you think you know the answer, be the first person to submit it to podcast@maincabmasters.com. And we'll choose the first one and we'll send them along a prize. And you'll find out the answer next week.
Cool. And hopefully your co-host will be back.
Yes. And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me today. This is really fun. I always love sitting in.
Yeah.
It's fun talking.
You filled in for me. You filled in for Ryan. Now you'll have to fill in for Maggie sometime.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Nelma, Hero Media Network, Hammond Lumber Company, Kennebec Savings Bank, and From the Woodshed. We'll be talking to you.
We'll be talking to you.
From the Woodshed has been brought to you by Nelma. See the stamp, trust the quality. Hammond Lumber, your building project partner. Kennebec Savings Bank, helping our local community save, thrive, and grow for over 150 years. And Hero Media Network, connecting small business with new customers. From the Woodshed is a production of Kennebec Cabin Company. See you next time.